The one here?
It was right up on this street over here next to a dentist office. Across from the post office, where the post office is.
Yeah.
Because her sister lived, her sister's house was right where the post office is now.
Isn't it still there, that big white house?
No. See, her sister had a big two-story house, and it burned, and that's where they built the post office. But in that house, you should have seen the antiques. Antiques. She, when she had special company, my mother would cook her supper for her, and I'd go up there sometimes and go with her. She had a cook that would come and cook, you know. But my mother knew how to cook a lot of special things and serve. She could serve, you know, company. Didn't matter who it was, she could serve. She had great big white aprons, they were pretty and all, and she could really cook. And quite a number of people in town who had company, they would ask her to come cook the meal for them, the night meal for them.
Did old houses like that have more than one room, like one room?
Oh, well, those old houses had rooms. Let's see.
Like, did they have like more than one room for company, you know, like one room
for
company, one room to sit in regularly?
They had parlors, sitting room, bedroom.
What's the difference?
Upstairs.
What's the difference in the parlor and the sitting room?
Well, usually in a sitting room, sometimes they may just have a room with a lot of windows around it, light. And they had small chairs, rockers and little chairs, and probably had a fireplace in there with a mantel and all those things. And people who came just to sit and talk. Well, when you had special company, you went into the parlor where all the fine velvet furniture was, and the piano, and all the fine antiques.
In the parlor.
Well,
mm-hmm. Is there a farm around here, speaking about farms again, where they keep milk cows?
Yes, I'm sure.
What do you call it? Where's the milk?
Dairy. The dairy.
Is that the farm? Have you ever heard of, what other meanings would that word have? Would you ever hear that used for anything else? Like, would that be the processing plant too, or?
No.
Just the type?
I don't think there's anybody here that does that. I don't think anybody here goes out for selling milk. Now, in other places they do. They have huge farms and people pick it up in tanks. You see these huge trucks, milk in those things. A lot of them have milk in them. But there's nobody here around here now that I know that has a dairy.
Well, where do you
used to?
Where did you store your? We're talking about storing things. Where would you store your potatoes and turnips in the wintertime?
I can remember my grandmother fixed a special, what did she call it, potato bed. She took sticks and wrapped them together. Well, I had a first cousin that was 2 years older than me, and of course, he did a lot of that. And then they would put hay, they put inside there, and some dirt and all, and put those potatoes and banked them, they call them banking potatoes, and put those potatoes back in there, and they kept. And she didn't allow everybody to go to the bank. You can't go to a potato bank or you may not fix it like I had it.
That'd be special.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, speaking of the barn a minute ago, did the barn have an area like around it where they might like